感谢神的带领，让我能够有机会在这里来讲述他的奇妙作为。
And thanks for the guidance of God that I have the opportunity here to proclaim His miraculous works.
奉主耶稣圣名开始讲见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I start my testimony.
我记得去年我们参加 NATS 在 Irvine 的时候。
And remember last year we attended NATS in Irvine Church.
我们听了两个教会光明麦会堂的见证。
And I've heard two testimonies regarding purchasing chapel.
其实我没有想到过我今天会在这里见证卡加利教会买会堂的经过。
So I have no clue that I will be testifying the process of the Calgary Church purchasing their chapel.
去年我们卡加利教会来了六个弟兄姐妹参加 NATS.
And last year in the Church of Calgary, we have six brothers and sisters that came to attend NATS.
我们其实也在小组祷告的时候也一直在为买会堂这个事情在祷告。
And during our team prayer, we are continuously praying for the purpose of buying our church location.
我先简单介绍一下卡加利教会。
And I'd like to briefly introduce Calgary Church.
卡加利教会是在1995年正式成立祈祷所。
And Calgary Church officially established a prayer house in 1995.
当时只有20个人。
At that time there was only about 20 people.
然后97年的7月。
And 1997 in July.
我们买下一个 single house, 就是一个单独立的房子。
And we bought a single family house.
作为我们聚会的场所。
And that, and it's actually the place of our worship.
就是现在大家看到的相片后面这个小房子。
And so that would be the little house that everyone sees on the projector now.
这张相片是我们今年最后一次，就上九月份的灵恩会时候我们拍的。
And so this picture was taken during our last virtual convocation in September.
我们现在信徒人数差不多59个人。
Now our membership is about 59 people.
其实从2010年开始，我们就一直在寻就是有真正的着力在寻找会堂。
So starting from year 2010, we have been actively trying to find a church location to buy.
就是我们有一段时间，我们曾经会找很多，就是摄取很多关于就是卡加利当地，比如说我们200万以内我们可以接受的那个教堂的信息。
And so we have been actively looking for a price range about under $2 million in our area.
然后我们就一个一个教会去发信。
And so, and then we would send a letter to all the different local church.
所以在寻找会堂的过程，我觉得我自己都形成一个习惯，每看到开车看到一个空地，或者看到一个会堂挂牌或者什么，就是适合做教堂的那个 building， 我都会停下来去留意一下。
And so, it became a habit to me that every time when I drive by a specific a location for sale, I would pay more attention to it.
很奇妙，就是在去年开始。大概九月份开始。
So miraculously, starting in last September.
我们连续看了几个教堂。
And we have visited different locations for sale.
因为过去几年以内，我们几乎很少看到教堂要卖的。
And because for the past previous few years, it's very rarely that we would come across any church for sale.
然后当我们看到有一个会堂卖，可是那个价钱是高过我们所可以承担的。
And so we saw the location for sale, but the price is higher than what we anticipated.
就在我们看完那个会堂以后，然后我们其中有一个弟兄就跟教会有个姐妹，她是地产经纪。
So after visiting that location, we have a sister at church who was a real estate agent.
然后一个弟兄就跟这个姐妹讲。
So the brother told his sister.
是记不记得我们在两年前曾经看过一个教会，它是会堂跟一块地是要合在一起卖，但是我们买不起。
Remember a location that we saw that the chapel was selling with a piece of land that's adjoining it, and but we cannot really afford it.
那我们现在要不要再去问他那个卖了没有
？And why don't we go and find out whether it's sold or not?
然后这个姐妹就去问。
So the sister went and asked.
他们说刚刚卖不久。
And they said that it was just recently sold.
可是这个买家他原来旧的会堂要卖。
But the buyers has an old place that they want, they are listing for sale.
然后就像负责人非常兴奋，就马上去看了这个会堂。
So the board members are very excited, so they went there and see this location.
这个是对不起，我刚才忘了，这个是我们就是聚会的地方，是在那个房子里面的basement， 我们旧的会堂。
And so this is the basement of the church that in the previous slide.
这个是我们的饭厅。
This is our dining hall.
这个是就是现在这个要我们买下的会堂。
And this is the new chapel that's being purchased currently.
上面那个相片是我们的主会堂。
So the picture on top is the main chapel.
下面这个相片有两个 building 看到，就是一个是主会堂，一个是旁边那个小房子。
So and the next picture will be the chapel with the adjacent house.
这个是主会堂另外一个面正面的。
So this is the main chapel.
然后这个就是那个小房子。
And then it has a little house next to it.
这个房子呢，我们当时去看的时候，很多弟兄姐妹反映说非常的不舒服进去。
So when we visited this location, many brothers and sisters says that they feel very uncomfortable upon entering.
它是东非的一个，好像是东正教啊，什么一个教派的。
So it seems originally it was a Greek Orthodox religion denomination.
然后呢，他们的会堂整个就到处都挂着各种各样的像。
And so they have all kinds of different idol hanging inside their chapels.
然后他们有什么至圣所、圣所这样盖着。
They have a holy place and a most holy place.
可能他们崇拜的时候烧很多的香，所以那里面味道非常的重。
So maybe in their time when they're worshiping, they burn a lot of incense, so it smells very bad.
就那个味道让很多人受不了。
So that pungent smell makes many people uncomfortable.
可是呢，这个会堂是我们近几年来所看到，不管是从地点。
But this location actually is the most suitable recently in reference to location.
因为它是靠近就是 Subway 可以去到的地一个点，在市中心。
Very close to the city center, with is easily accessed by subway.
然后呢，它旁边有一个传道房，可以作为就有个房子可以作为传道房。
Next door, there is actually a pastor's residence.
大概可以容纳200个人左右，也是我们现在合适找要找的。
And then it could hold about 200 people, so this is actually our capacity now.
然后关于 parking 这方面也基本上合适。
And it's very appropriate, easily for parking spaces.
价钱方面虽然是高过我们所想一点，但是我们觉得就基本是合适的。
But although the price is a little higher than what we had hoped for, but this is still negotiable.
所以当今年的4月4号他们发现这个会堂的时候，其实这个会堂还没有放在 on market， 还没有放出去。
So this April, when they first discovered this, location was not listed in the market yet.
我们就告诉他说不要放上去，我们要买。
So we told them that do not list it, we will try to buy it.
然后马上就开 EGM.
And then so we made an offer.
5月13号就确定买下。
On May 13, it was confirmed that they accepted our offer.
最后的成交价钱是170万6900。
And the final selling price was $1,769,000.
是6月30号交房。
And the closing was set to on for June 30th.
当时我们教会自己筹备的建堂基金是差不多将近40万加币这样。
The construction fund at the time we had was about only 400,000 Canadian currency.
那意思就是说，我们从五月十三号，就是下 offer， 然后开始确定买下，到六月三十号之间，我们必须要筹到50几万。
So that means, from the purchase time of May and closing date, we have to come up for about 600,000.
因为我们原先预定要向银行贷款120万。
So originally we wanted to apply for a loan for about $1.2 million.
然后后来呢，非常感谢神的恩典。
So thanks for the grace of God.
当就是我们向就是嘉联发出信函，向联总发出信函，还有向世界各地的教会发出募捐的信函。
So we sent letters to all the different churches all over the world.
有一次我记得在我们青年查经的时候，财务跟我们分享。
So I remember one time in youth Bible study and the financial have shared.
他说当他每一天打开教会那个募捐的那个账户的时候，就真的不由得就是由衷的感恩。
every time when they open up the account for soliciting donations, and she's very thankful.
因为从那个货币从世界各地不同各种的钱币进来。
And because they have all different types of currency that comes in from all over the world.
我从他们当中就是听到很多关于各种捐款的见证。
And I've heard many testimonies regarding how people are gathering donations.
有一个退休的传道。
And there's a retired pastor.
在香港。
In Hong Kong.
然后他其实已经没有任何的收入，就靠子女的赡养费。
He doesn't have any income, and then he just basically relies on his children to support him.
可是他捐了不少的钱。
But he donated quite a large sum of money.
我真的是深深感受到那个寡妇两个小钱的那个力量。
We indeed felt the strength and power of the widow offering the two small coins that she has.
这也是我们真耶稣教会全世界所有的教会是一家人这种很强大的这种爱的力量。
And so this is the strength of love from all the True Jesus Church members all over the world.
所以出乎我们所有人意料的是，最后我们本来要申请贷款120万，到最后我们申请贷款的结果是78万。
So surprisingly, originally we wanted to apply for $1.2 million in loan.But at the end, we only applied for $780,000.
就从整个买会堂的过程，时间很短，可是一直在看到神亲自的在带领。
But time is very short, but we personally saw the guidance of God.
因为你大家看到的会堂是，我们买下以后需要花很大的经费去装修它，才可以投入使用。
Because usually when you purchase a location, you have to spend a lot of money in renovation.
然后呢，在非常非常明显的一个神的恩典，就是我们刚才大家看到那个小房子旧的会堂。
In the most obvious guidance of God, we saw the little house right next to the chapel.
当我们放到市场上去卖的时候
，When we placed it on the market to have us to sell it,
仅仅三天时间就卖出去了。
So within 3 days, it was sold.
因为这一两年来，如果大家了解阿尔伯塔森的经济非常的糟糕。
And so within these 1-2 years, the Canadian city in Alberta is very bad.
我们就教会旁边的邻居放了几个月都卖不出去。
And there are people in the neighborhood that would place their list their house for sale for a few months without anybody wanting to buy.
就是有那么刚好一个印度的宗教组织买下我们的旧的会堂。
And it just happens to be a Indian church.A religious organization that bought our location.
我们旧的会堂差不多卖50万，所以这样呢，对我们筹款又加快了速度，而且就可以更大胆的可以投入装修方面的。
And so we sold it for $500,000, and this way we were able to allocate more resources into renovation.
我记得那天去教会聚会的时候，听负责人在报告说，我们旧的会堂已经卖了，三天就卖了。
And I remember the other day that we heard the report that the oldlocation was sold within 3 days.
中午当我跪下来祷告的时候。
When I kneeled down and prayed during lunchtime.
我真的是觉得那个喜乐是溢出来的喜乐。
And I really feel that the joy was a joy that's overflowing.
因为教会有很多的不完全。
And because the church has many lackings.
可是神的怜悯。
And but this is due to the mercy of God.
让我们看到他大能的手一直在带。
And so that we see that His mighty hands are helping us.
在此呢，我也非常谢谢所有的弟兄姐妹的爱心捐款。
And with this, that we thanks all the donations from brothers and sisters.
也非常感谢弟兄姐妹的带祷。
And we also thank for your intercessory prayer.
包括所有的在加拿大所有的其他教会都是有借钱给我们。
And including all the other churches that have provided with fundings.
这是关于卡加利教会买会堂的经历，非常的感恩。
So I'm very thankful for this process and experience of purchasing. The chapel in Calgary.
接下来我想说的是，近大概15年期间，感谢神，我有机会可以到中国大陆的教会去参与学习侍奉。
And so thank God that within these last 4 or 5 years, I had the opportunity to visit some of the churches in China and to study and learn there.
可能我要先介绍，稍微介绍一下我自己。
Would like first introduce myself.
我出生在福建长乐市。
And I was born in city of Changle in Fujian province.
在座有很多来自长乐教会的弟兄姐妹。
And so many brothers and sisters came from the Changle church.
我在2000年的时候移民到加拿大，先开始在多伦多住了8年。
And so I immigrated to Canada in year 2000, and I was working in Toronto for about 8 years.
后来我搬到 Calgary 又住了八年。
And so later on, I moved to Calgary and then lived for another 8 years.
就是其实在我心里一直有一个愿望，希望可以回哪一天我可以回到家乡教会尽一点力。
And so I always hope that one day I can return back to my hometown and maybe contribute.
这也是我一直很努力参加 NATS 的一个原因，我需要我装备我自己。
So this is the reason that I wanted to attend NATS because I would need to equip myself.
在第一次回国的时候，我住了大概一年左右，一年多一点。
So the first time when I went back, I worked there for about a year.
非常感恩，就是虽然国内的教会，可以说现在比较熟化。
And I realized that the churches in China they became more secular recently.
可是越是软弱的地方，圣灵就大大的动工。
And so, but Holy Spirit has moved in many many places.
我想向大家介绍一下关于长乐教会。
I'd like to introduce about the situation in Changle Church.
这是当时我们 donation tree。这是长乐靠海边的一个叫梅花教会。
And so this is a
梅花教会。
And this is called the 梅花 Church in the Changle, one of the Changle city that's close to this to the sea.
对不起，这个好像是这个是富山教会，富山就是。
富山。
Yeah, 这是。
So this is called the 富山 Church. I'm sorry.
这个是大门。
This is the front gate.
然后这是进去的主会堂。
And this is the main chapel.
通常他们盖会堂的规律就是一个主会堂一个附属楼。
And so usually the way they construct the building is that they have a main chapel and then also a parish hall.
这是我刚才说的梅花教会。
And so this is the 梅花 church.
这是主会堂，当时他们正在拍的时候正在装修。
This is the main chapel, but they are undergoing a renovation.
这个是附属楼，就是宿舍啊、教室、宗教教育教室啊什么的。
And so this will be the side building, which will be the housing with the campus and classrooms.
然后这个是刚才富山教会的这个主会堂跟附属楼。
And so this is another scene from the main chapel and also the site building.
这个是长乐晨光教会，就是市中心的一个教会。
And this is called the 紫光 Church in the center city of 长乐。
旁边是附属楼，今年八月份才投入使用的。
And so you have the adjacent building and then it was officially in use in August of this year.
这是目前我所知道的，在长乐所有的会教堂当中，有所有的证件我都合法化的，就是土地证，所有的都是以教会的名义申请的。
And so this is the only building I know of in China that everything was legal and the church is registered under the church's name.
非常的艰难，但是神的带领有非常很多奇妙的见证。
It's very difficult, but under God's guidance, there are many wonderful testimonies.
这个是长乐目前占地面积最大的一个教堂，叫潭头教堂。
And so this is one of the biggest church in Changle. It's called 潭头, the biggest in size.
旁边这个是会议室跟教室，还有宿舍。
And then you have the conference room and also classroom and then campus.
这个是当时2007年的时候建造会堂的时候，弟兄姐妹在做工，所有的弟兄姐妹在帮忙做。
And so this is during 2007, during construction, many of the brothers and sisters were helping.
我想简单讲一下关于建这个会堂的一些见证。
And I'd like to briefly talk about this testimony for this construction.
经历了很长时间，我们得到这块地。
And we've gone through a very long time and we got this piece of land.
它后面这个就是这个 playground 后面是一山靠着山。
山。
对，靠山。
And behind the playground is actually a mountain in the back.
所以呢，当时盖前面那个主会堂的时候，这些 building 的那个石头全部从这个山上面凿下来，土也是从地上挖过来，全部是当地的所有信徒自就是亲手来做这些工作。
And so many of the building materials are extracted from the mountain and personally done by all the members in the church.
所以就有刚才那个画面，就是弟兄姐妹在做这些。
And so that's why we have this picture of brothers and sisters working.
所以也为教会建堂省了不少的人力跟财力。
And so because of this construction, we save many resources for church.
这个教会我还想提一点的，就是因为它现在是硬件设施是最好的。
And I'd like to also mention they have the best resources there.
所以呢，很多大型的圣工都在那里开展。
And so many of the hardwares are very advanced, so they have a lot of seminars that's being held there.
给当地的接待啊，就是后勤人员这些，其实是蛮大的工作量的。
And so, but actually, this brings a lot of work to all the supporting staff and the workers.
可是让我非常非常感恩的是，每一次我们有大型的活动在下面的时候，我真的是被后群的那些妈妈们所感动。
So, but I feel that every time when we have some sort of major events, I'm really deeply touched by all the mothers that's helping out.
比如说我们有 NYTS 在那边。
For example, we had the NYTS that's being held there.
八十几个学生。
About 80 students.
不管是多少天，只要我们跟厨房的一两个姐妹交代清楚，说几点要吃点心，几点要吃饭，几点要怎么，他们弄得清清楚楚的，而且没有任何的就任劳任怨，真的。
And so as long as we let them know our schedules, everything will be perfect and preparedness, and then without any grumble or complaints.
可是你如果走到厨房，他们就是那些就文化程度很低，可是非常质朴的一些妈妈们。
And so when you walk into the kitchen, there are just a group of mothers.
他们不会说太多什么华丽的言语，只就是埋头侍奉这样。
So they don't know any glamorous words, but all they know is just to work hard.
然后这个是叫坑田教会。
And so this is called Kentian Church.
里面这个是会堂里面。
So this is inside the chapel.
这个教会为什么我想特别就是强调这个教会
？So I like to emphasize this church.
我感谢主，我就是在国内期间，我有几次到这个教会去。
And thank God when I was there that I had an opportunity to visit this church a few times.
是目前藏了最古老最破旧的一个会堂。
So this is the oldest church and then the most run-down church in Changle City.
可是却是我印象最深的一个教会。
But this church gives me the most impact.
他们安息日早上九点开始聚会。
So they would start service at 9 a.m. in the morning.
如果我们八点半到那里领会啊。
And then so we will arrive at 8:30 in the morning.
然后你已经看到会堂的门已经打开，里面打扫干干净净，然后有祷告的声音，可以听到祷告的声音。
And you will see that the chapel is wide open, everything is clean, and you hear the sounds of prayer.
然后中午的时候12点吃饭，可是11点就已经开始有人祷告了。
So at lunchtime, we will eat around 12 o'clock. By 11:30, there's somebody that's praying already.
然后如果你领会下来，就一大堆人会围过来问问题，就是就讲一些刚才的感受啊什么的。
And so people will gather around to ask questions after the service ends.
有一天有一个阿姨在中午吃饭的时候跟我讲。
So there was an aunt telling me during lunchtime.
她说，你要为我们坑田教会祷告啊，我们现在是最破的一个教会，这样讲。
And she said, you have to pray for our Kentian church because we are the most run-down church here.
那她就说了一些话的。
And so she said some words.
那我就真的，我就看着她，我就告诉她，你知道吗？在我的心里，这是最美的教堂。
And I said to her, you know what? In my heart, this is the most beautiful church.
因为那个属灵的氛围呀。
And because you have to. This the model of the spiritual model.
弟兄姐妹渴慕道理的那个心。
And also the brothers and sisters that yearns for the truth.
然后祷告的那个声音。
So also the voices of prayer.
所以我真的是觉得神的荣光把这个会堂照得非常的美。
And I really feel that the glorious light of God shines through this church very brightly.
所以这几天我们在学以西结书的时候，梁传道一直在强调神的荣耀临到教堂。圣殿，神的荣耀又离开了圣殿。
So when we have been studying the book of Ezekiel these few days, Pastor Liang emphasized the fact that the glory light of God has departed from the temple.
他也强调说，教会成圣跟合一是教会目前最大的挑战。
And he also mentioned that unification and sanctification is the greatest challenges that we have currently for all of the church.
我真的感触很深。
And I really deeply felt.Compelled by this.
因为一个神的殿，如果说没有神同在，我们信徒没有成圣，神的荣耀离开我们，那充其量只是再华丽的会堂，充其量只是一个建筑而已。
So if a church is not sanctified and we don't have the abidance of God or the strength of God, with us, then this is only everything is only superficial. Everything is in vain.
就是华丽的会堂跟装备整齐的，就是属灵的侍奉团队，我宁愿选择后者。
And so, compared to a glamorous church, or if you have a spiritual, a spiritual feeling in a specific location, I'd rather choose the latter.
长乐呢？现在总共长乐市整个长乐市有18个乡镇。
And so, in the whole entire, city of Changle, there's about 18 counties.
人口差不多40多万。
There's about 400,000 people.
我们教会有22间。
And we have 22 church.
祈祷所有一间。
One prayer house.
信徒人数总共只有3101个。
But the membership count is only 3,101.
长乐这个地方有一个特色，就是经济非常的发达。
In the city of Changle, this one unique characteristic is that they're very economically advanced.
早期很多人出国。
And in the earliest time, there are many people that left the city to go abroad.
后来很多人去外省开工厂做企业。
And so many people later on they went to outer provinces to open up factories and have their own business.
所以呢，整个的，就是整个的社会就是处于一种怎么说，就是。奢华宴乐的一个社会，我的看法是这样。
So the city is a very glamorous and extravagant that loves enjoyment type of city.
如果说你一直在一个地方生活，然后你没有离开，你不会有太多的比较的这种意思。
So I think that if you live in a place for a very long time, you never departed, you would not have a mindset to make comparisons.
因为我在加拿大生活十几年，当我再回去的时候，当我在教会刚开始的时候，我一直就是在看。
Because the fact that I live in Canada for about more than a decade, the first time when I returned back, then I was observing.
我一直觉得心好痛，为什么教会就很俗化？
And I felt very painful in my heart because I felt that the church has become secularization.
可是有几次大型的圣工，神的带领真的是让我就是信心大，就增加了我很多的信心程度。
But some of the major events that was held, truly in fact, increased my faith tremendously.
有一次学生联合会的一个晚祷会。
And one time there was an evening prayer in doing spiritual convocation.
在几十个人将跪在会堂前面祷告。
And it's about 10 or so people kneeling in the front to pray.
大概祷告十几到二十分钟的时候。
And so about 10 or 20 minutes.
我忽然感觉好像有一风这样从我身边刮过去这种感觉。
And I felt that there's a roll of wind that brushed across me.
你可以听到，你可以感觉到那个好像有个幅度这样起伏，这样波浪一样的过来。
You could feel that there's some sort of wave or dimensions.
我自己的体会是，当时我的祷告是非常迫切，非常的投入，非常的喜乐。
And I felt that my prayer at the time was very involved and deep and very joyful.
当我起来的时候，我才知道那一次的祷告有24个学生得圣灵。
And at that time, I realized that after we conclude prayer, there's 24 students that received the Holy Spirit.
真的，神的怜悯。
And so this is the mercy of God.
那一次的体验让我真的是觉得，哇，神就是我是震撼的，对我来说是震撼的。
So that experience is really shocked me.
还有去年的在春节前的一个礼拜，我们举办了一次学生联会。
And so last year also sometime before the Chinese New Year, we had another spiritual convocation.
学生人数大概60多左右，是初中跟高中的。
And it's about 60 students from junior high school to high school.
然后那一次的学生联会天气非常的冷。
And so that time was very cold.
就是很多在开会决定的时候，很多人，包括长子，很多都说可不可以。不要早上进食。
And so many of the ministers doing meeting, they think that we shouldn't have a fasting prayer in the morning.
在我的观念里面，我觉得不管是 NYTS、NATS， 我们所有参加的这些大型的灵修，我觉得进食是一个很大的功课，我就一直在坚持这个。
And so in my mindset, I feel that in every seminars that we have, fasting prayer is one of the biggest assignments that we should participate. So I'm pushing for it.
感谢神，最奇妙的就是在祷告当中发生的。
And so the strangest thing happens, the most miraculous thing happens in a prayer.
应该从第二天傍晚开始到之后的，就是你可以感觉到神的灵浇灌在整个会堂。
And so the second night, the second day to the evening, you feel that the spirits of God, came down on the chapel.
然后在祷告当中，很多学生就是被圣灵大大的充满，或者说没有得到圣灵的得到圣灵。
So many of the students were filled with the Holy Spirit, and then those that have not received also received.
每个人去参加的，包括辅导员，包括就是工作人员，包括所有的学生，真的是一种非常喜乐、非常感动，唱赞美诗也哭，就一直都非常的感动，因为神开了所有人的心。
And so everyone is very deeply touched. Many people shed tears while hymn singing because.Seems like God really opened up their hearts.
所以真的非常感恩，让我可以有机会就是去见证神的这种奇妙的带领作为。
And so I'm very thankful that I have the opportunity to testify the works of God.
也从中得到很多的力量。
And so I receive a lot of strength.
我可能就简单见证到这里。
And so I will conclude my testimony here.
愿一切荣耀颂赞都归给天上的父神。
May all the glory be unto our heavenly God.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Amen.